Wilders-led Dutch government officially demands opt-out from EU mass migration policies. By Kurt Zindelke on September 19, 2024. The Dutch government has formally requested an opt-out clause from European Union pro-mass migration policies, marking a dramatic turnaround for one of the founding members of the bloc. Asylum and Migration Minister Marjolein Faber wrote to the European Commission on Wednesday to demand that the Netherlands be granted the ability to set its own migration and asylum policies and therefore an opt-out from diktats from Brussels. This government aims to drastically reduce the volume of migration to the Netherlands, in order to continue to fulfill our constitutional duties, providing for public housing, healthcare and education, Faber wrote in her letter according to Euronews. With this letter I wish to inform you that in order to ensure that the Netherlands can achieve this aim, the Dutch government will call for an opt-out from the European Asylum and Migration Acquis in case of treaty amendment. The request fulfills a campaign pledge from Populist Party for Freedom, PVV, leader Geert Wilders, who won a decisive victory at the last election and now serves as the main power broker behind the Dutch government. Wilders has vowed to introduce the strictest asylum policy in the history of the country to confront the issues of mass migration, which the government has blamed for exacerbating the problems facing the Dutch public in areas of healthcare, housing, and education, among others. Commenting on the move on Wednesday, Wilders declared on social media Faber makes history by expressing the Dutch desire to limit immigration. In addition to the demand of an opt-out clause from Brussels migration diktats, the Netherlands is planning on unilaterally increasing funding for border security from €45 million in 2025 to €151 million by 2029. The populist-led government is also set to introduce strict conditions on family reunification schemes for migrants, otherwise known as chain migration. Going forward, migrants will only be permitted to bring in members of their direct nuclear family and will only apply for those who have been residents for at least 2 years and has a permanent private residence and meets an income threshold. While the letter from Faber to the EU does represent a historic moment and reflects the broader wish among European peoples to take back control of their national borders, it is unclear how feasible acquiring an opt-out clause will be for The Hague. Indeed, in order for the Netherlands to reclaim authority over its immigration policies, with even Faber admitting that it would likely need to come as a part of a new European Union-level treaty, a difficult and lengthy process, the last of which was passed in 2009. An EU Commission spokesman said that there's no treaty change upcoming, adding, "We do not expect any immediate changes on the EU rules on asylum and migration, which continue to be binding in the Netherlands." Even if a treaty proposal were to be put forward, it is also unclear if the Dutch government would be able to overcome the opposition from Brussels as well as from other national capitals, given that excluding the Netherlands would likely increase the number of migrants entering other member states. Therefore, Dutch political commentator Eve of La Ardinger-Bruik argued Wednesday that the government should seek an exit withdrawal from the European Union like the United Kingdom did with Brexit, saying that it is the only real way to get our sovereignty back. While PVV leader Geert Wilders was previously a proponent of the Netherlands leaving the bloc, he moderated his position while attempting to form a coalition government earlier this year. Follow Kurt Zindelke on X, follow @KurtZindelke or email to Xindelka@Breitbart.com.